The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm trying to get 15 million people jabbed by mid-February. More and more airlines are saying no to emotional support animals these days.
United Airlines is the latest. United has announced that starting with flights in February, it will no longer accept emotional support animals. It will let trained service dogs fly for free in the cabin, but owners of other animals will have to pay a pet fee to put them in the cargo hold or a carrier that fits under a seat. Alaska, American, and Delta have announced similar changes. The airline moves come after the Transportation Department allowed them to crack down on the growing number of emotional support animals on planes. John Scott reporting.
This is SRN News.
Hugh Hewitt sees plenty of Trump derangement syndrome.
TDS has taken so many people. Trump derangement syndrome has just infected so many people, especially in the media. They cannot separate a phone call pleading for a recount, imploring the Secretary of State to do something for a criminal act. It's not. It's being taped. It's just silly. It's like the Ukraine phone call. Just damn silly.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 5 on AM 1280. The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
The closer edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Brad Carlson is coming up next year on AM 1280 The Patriot. Glad you're with us on a Sunday afternoon just after 1 o'clock. Our January book of the month, The Parasitic Mind, How Infectious Ideas Are Killing Common Sense. It's by God Saud. That's the author, God Saud. He is an evolutionary psychologist and professor at Concordia University. You can win a signed copy of the book at am1280thepatriot.com when you join the Patriot Fan Club. Your forecast calls for a high of 29, cloudy skies right into the evening, down to 22 tonight.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so. That's hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Hashtag Narn Show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Hey, I got it to work in Consigliere. If you go to the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, I have I'm having a live video running and the audio is working. I just tested it on my smartphone, so I can hear it on my smartphone.
Outstanding.
I'll try not to play the show at the same time I'm talking. I can really screw things up, but
that's a good call.
So yeah, if you want to go to the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, you can see my ugly mug and video. But it's more for interaction more than anything. You can comment on the video as well, and I will certainly address any comments there. Also at hashtag Narn Show. And also at 651-289-4488 if you decide to give us a call regarding any of the topics we are looking to address. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. I probably should have tidied up this workspace a little bit before I appeared on video, huh? But, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Well, anything happening last week? Anything that we could talk about? I'm just kind of spitballing here. yeah, pretty much. Yeah, not much going on. Should we just simulcast a football game and I'll do my own peanut gallery commentary? No, obviously a lot going on this past week. I shouldn't be so flip about it, but I guess you could say it's maybe my... don't know, my own coping mechanism. Because obviously the big story from this past week was on Wednesday, January 6th, when the joint session of Congress was going to certify the votes of the Electoral College, officially giving Joe Biden the presidency. There was a big rally in Washington, D.C., which President Trump promoted, thinking, stay tuned, big news. President Trump was convinced that enough Republican members of Congress would object to the certification of Electoral College and that Mike Pence, who was presiding over the festivities, would ultimately give the presidential election victory to Donald Trump and he would be reelected president. That did not happen. That had no hope of happening. That never had a shot of happening. Yet it didn't stop the president from insisting that the election was stolen from him, and as such, it would be overturned, and his team of lawyers, Lynn Wood, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and others, would successfully argue in court that, look at all this fraud, it's enough to overturn the election. None of that was ever true. But the president continued to tweet out conspiracy theories every day in all caps, rigged election, third world countries have a better electoral system than America does, and we will win. We will be in another 4 years, da da da. And it culminated with what you saw at the Capitol, where protesters stormed the Capitol, ended up creating chaos, and five people, including a Capitol police officer, ended up dying. And there are still others that are dealing with serious injuries. Hopefully there are no more deaths as a result. But what really bothers me is this is something we've seen coming for quite some time. I saw this coming. I talked about it a few weekends ago on the show, that if you can you continue the character assassination and incendiary rhetoric of those people you believed are involved in either perpetuating the stolen election or not doing enough to stop the steal of the election, somebody's going to get hurt. And there's violence that'll break out. I mean, it's happened in recent history. Remember Bernie Sanders back in 2017, summer of 2017, when Republicans were looking for an alternative to Obamacare? He was constantly out there saying, well, I don't do the greatest of Bernie Sanders. If Republicans repeal Obamacare, then millions of people will die. Blood will be on Donald Trump's hands. And what happened? That summer, a crazed Bernie bro, whose name I will not name here, ended up firing at shots at a baseball field where Republican members of Congress were practicing, you know, the annual congressional baseball game. The Republicans were holding a practice on the baseball field, and they were shot at by this crazed Bernie bro. And it almost killed then Majority Whip Steve Scalise, congressman out of Louisiana. It severely wounded others. And thankfully, the Bernie bro was shot and killed before he had a chance to kill innocent people. And no doubt he was set off by the rhetoric of Bernie Sanders, basically talking about millions of people are going to die. Well, in order for to stop this affront of millions of people dying, this guy, this Bernie bro, thought he was doing a noble service by taking out members of Congress who could try to enact such a thing. Tide Pod of Ida, a.k.a. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She refers to the situation down at the U.S.-Mexico border as like a concentration camp, and we need to get rid of ICE, abolish ICE. What happened shortly thereafter? One of the Immigration Customs Enforcement headquarters, I forget where, was under siege by violent protests. Was it Seattle? Okay. Thank you. Thanks, John. Yeah, Seattle. So my point is, if you're a sitting president of the United States and you insist that the election was stolen and that enough votes were changed from Trump to Biden to swing the election to Biden, and your most ardent supporters are going to believe that, and the channels in over to prevent that from taking place are not enacted or not doing what they believe should be done, then they acted out accordingly. And, of course, the president gave a big speech on January 6th to this big rally. I mean, he was telling people, get ready, stay tuned. There's enough members. This is going to be overturned. We will win. Mike Pence just needs to do the right thing. And this is what happens when you have a president that is not very well versed in the United States Constitution. Is Mike Pence has no constitutional authority to overturn the votes that were cast by the electors. And Congress, if they have legitimate reason to believe the electors were in error or whatever else, okay, maybe they can have some objections. But Congress was merely objecting because they were going off these fantastical theories about Dominion voter machines or somebody scanning the same ballot over and over and over again and just running up the tally for Joe Biden, or there were suitcases of ballots that were brought in Georgia that ended up being for Biden. And then when it's all said and done and Congress does not hand over the election to Donald Trump, these people became enraged and acted out. And as a result, you saw what happened. They stormed the Capitol, and they were overwhelmed by Capitol. They overwhelmed the Capitol police force. And we saw these people are dumb enough to post these pictures on social media and live stream them on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, live stream them storming the Capitol. Oh, great. You just made law enforcement's job that much easier. Now they can see who you yahoos are and put your pictures out there and say, help us identify these people. And what's sad to me is right away, you had the most ardent Trump supporters coming out and saying, well, these were agent provocateurs. These were members of Antifa that incited this, and the Trumpkins merely joined in. Well, even if that was true, and there is zero evidence that it was, even if that were true, why would you pile on? Why would you join in? Why would you break the law, flat out break the law, and force Capitol Police to pull their guns? Okay, when you're an angry mob and Congress hasn't done what you wanted them to do, and you're heading for the halls of Congress where they're sitting, what are people supposed to deduce from that? And I just watch this in utter disparity and sadness and dejection and anger that it has come to this. And this didn't have to happen this way. And it was only after all of this happened that the president, then the next day or two, came out and said, well, you know what? We've exhausted all our legal options. There will be a new administration sworn in on January 20th. It's been the honor of my lifetime to be your president, but the new administration comes in January 20th. And right now I'll do everything I can to ensure a smooth transition. It's too late, Mr. President. The right thing to have done that would have been November 7th, 4 days after Election Day, when on Saturday, I forget which state it was, that was officially projected to go to Joe Biden and thus put Joe Biden projected over 270 electoral votes. Was that a complaint, by the way? Okay.
Effusive praise.
I appreciate
that.
Yeah. The right time to say, hey, I'm committing to a peaceful transfer of power would have been on Saturday, November 7th, when it was projected Joe Biden got over 270 electoral votes, to come out and say, you know what? We've looked into some of these irregularities. It's something that needs to be addressed, and I implore state legislatures to address this so we have more integrity in our voting system. But unfortunately, there are not enough votes to be overturned that could give us this election. So congratulations, Joe Biden. I'm going to do everything over the next 2.5 months to finish my strong in my presidential administration and to ensure a smooth transition of power for the Biden administration. Had the president, the speech he gave just this past week where he essentially said, hey, look, a new administration's coming in. we're going to commit to a peaceful transfer of power. Had he basically said that on Saturday, November 7th, things would look a lot better right now. We probably wouldn't have lost the U.S. Senate. No, yeah, I'm getting in the Georgia Senate races, the Republican debacle that occurred this past Tuesday that handed the majority to the Democrats. That was an utter disgrace, and the president was complicit in that as well. But I've had a lot of listeners call this show past couple of months. I've got emails from listeners. John, you could probably vouch for it. We've probably got angry voicemails here at the station.
We got one or two.
Yeah. I've got some direct messages on social media. I've got tweets directed at me, comments on the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. People jumping up and down, trying their level best to convince me Donald Trump will be president for the next 4 years and that I need to get on board. There absolutely was rampant voter fraud. Here's a tip for you. I'm not the person that needs to be convinced. I was never the person that needed to be convinced. If I saw evidence to the contrary, I would have acknowledged it, but I haven't. And fantastical conspiracy theories are not evidence. Affidavits, sworn affidavits, are not evidence. They're just not. And I'm sorry to say, and I'm going to get more into this the next few segments, what you saw this past Wednesday, January 6, 2021, that is going to define Donald Trump's presidency. And it didn't have to be this way. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back in mere moments with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Whoa. Look at all these options.
You can fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream The Patriot. Top shelf choices include AM1280ThePatriot.com, our free app, and Radio.com.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. If you're like me, very few routines look like they used to, including how we color our hair. Now, so many women proudly color their own hair, and the consensus is it's easier than you think. Thank you for sharing your beautiful salon-quality results. We love that you love Madison Reed. Delivered to your door and starting at just $22, our ammonia-free hair color delivers gorgeous, shiny, multidimensional, healthy-looking results. And with the access to licensed colorists, you can color with total confidence every step of the way. Visit madison-reed.com, take our online quiz, and find your perfect shade and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code BETTERWAY. That's code BETTERWAY. Experience the joy of freshly colored hair. It's a definite mood lifter. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Alexa, how do I fix a circuit breaker that keeps tripping?
Yeah, that sounds like something to save for the professionals. You need to call Early Bird Electric. Their expertise is troubleshooting and rewires. They're offering a free service call with purchased repair. Get same-day service and a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Early Bird Electric. Call
612-THE-BIRD. Early Bird Electric. 612-THE-BIRD.
AM 1280, The Patriot, and iHeartRadio. They go together like
freedom and the Second Amendment. Listen at iHeart.com or with the free iHeartRadio mobile app.
Welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. Hashtag N-A-R-N show for any comments or questions. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. Continuing our discussion about the riots at the U.S. Capitol this past Wednesday, some are calling an insurrection, whatever the case may be. Look, you get a lot of the Trump apologists saying that, well, Trump's speech beforehand, Trump's speech to the rally goers, that wasn't really incitement. He wasn't calling for violence. He was just trying to encourage the rally goers, whatever. Look, when you've had weeks of saying that we will win, this election is rife with fraud and da-da-da, all this other thing, and it ends up not being the case, people are going to be enraged. You know, when you continually call for the Georgia, for the governor of Georgia, and you call him a clown and a wimp and all this other stuff, and you denigrate the name of Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and you perpetuate a lie about Brad Raffensperger's brother being an employee of a Chinese tech firm, which is a lie. It's a lie. It's not true. And thus, that's why they won't investigate election irregularities. Wow, I got to be careful how I say that. Can we bleep that out?
I got the dump button ready. All right. Just be careful there. Clean it up.
Yeah. gosh. If you are denigrating the names of these officials in Georgia like the president has continually been doing, and you're demanding calls for a special session, even though a special session would have done nothing, and you say there has to be a signature audit, even though the time to do a signature audit was when these ballots were still in the envelopes. Now that the ballots have been processed, it's too late. You can't match the ballots to the envelopes because, well, we vote via secret ballot. Names aren't on the ballots. But the problem is you incite your devoted fans, and when Georgia does nothing at the demands of the president, I said this a few weeks ago, that someone may end up getting hurt. And the governor of Georgia and the Secretary of State of Georgia, they've all gotten death threats. Their family has been harassed via social media. You had the Governor Brian Kemp's daughter's boyfriend was killed in a car wreck, and someone was trying to tie that to Georgia being hesitant to look into election irregularities. Lynn Wood was the perpetrator of that one. That guy's just gone completely off the rails, by the way. So again, what we saw this past Wednesday should not have been any surprise. When you're constantly promoting these theories and making these demands that fly in the face of the Constitution, and when the officials in Georgia are abiding by the Georgia state constitution, when the vice president of the United States is abiding by the U.S. Constitution, and then it incites these riots. And like I said, it didn't have to be this way, but this will define Donald Trump's presidency. Like I said, in 2016, I was not enthused when Donald Trump was elected. I mean, I thought he was better than Hillary Clinton, but that's damnation with faint praise. But when he was elected in 2016, I said, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll give him a chance. And you know what? There were some undeniable good things that happened in the Donald Trump presidency. Obviously, cutting back significantly on the regulatory state. The insufferable regulations that were implemented in the Obama administration. That was a good thing. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was passed at the end of 2017. 80% of Americans got a tax cut. Good things. The U.S. Embassy in Israel was moved to the capital city of Jerusalem. Nobody thought Trump would do it. He did it. Trump also pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, which is a good thing. Iran has been the number one largest state sponsor of terrorism for decades, and their worldview is all about mutually assured destruction. So it's disingenuous to believe that they would ever cut back on their nuclear program, because that flies in the face of their worldview. And as such, the United States pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. The federal judiciary has been reshaped with legal constructionists, originalists, at federal courts, district courts, what have you. And, of course, the Supreme Court, three fantastic justices. And I remember, though, I was fervently anti-Trump during 2016, but the one time I actually gave him the benefit of the doubt and was hopeful, because it looked like, just after Justice Scalia died, it looked like that Trump would ultimately be the nominee. The Trump campaign put out a list of potential replacements for Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. And a lot of people say, well, Donald Trump just kind of flies by the seat of his pants. You can't expect him to stick to that list of Supreme Court justices if he were to even get elected, which many people thought was a pipe dream. Well, Donald Trump got elected, and within a week he nominated Neil Gorsuch, a solid mainstream jurist who was confirmed to the court, whatever court he was serving in 2005, was confirmed unanimously, including many Democrats that are still in the Senate today that confirmed him then. But because it was Trump and they were doing the resistance thing, went against it. And Trump backed the Democrats into a corner, and they ultimately hosed themselves. And had no options when Brett Kavanaugh became Trump's second pick. All of these were good things. The normalization of relations in the Middle East, Israel normalizing relations with all of these Middle Eastern countries whose goal was to wipe Israel off the map, a lot of these countries. Very hostile toward Israel. And Israel was a lone Western outpost in that area. And the Trump administration normalized a lot of relations between Israel and these Saudi countries, even though Secretary of State in the second Obama term, John Kerry, said that was fantasy. The video is out there where John Kerry basically said it's fantasy that Israel would ever have normalized relations with these different Saudi countries, these Middle Eastern countries. But we have. All of these accomplishments far exceeded my expectations of a Trump administration. I thought the Trump administration would every day be a raging garbage fire. And yeah, there was some outlandish things that he said via Twitter and whatever else, and things he was saying via Twitter. But the one thing I always said is, well, tweets aren't policy. Bluster on Twitter is one thing, but to do what Obama did, which was usurp the separation of powers via executive orders, Trump never did that. Yeah, his bluster, he would talk about doing some unconstitutional things, but again, tweets weren't policy. So I was able to look past all of the bluster. And that's all gone. It's done. I'm done with him. I have zero interest in hearing what he has to say the final 10 days of his presidency. Anything. I got a message last night from somebody telling me that Trump was going to be on Newsmax. Hey, tune in to Newsmax. Trump's going to be on. And I didn't reply back, but my thought was, I don't care. I don't care what he has to say anymore. I don't. Because all of the things, the good things that he had going in his administration are going to be forgotten now because of these riots this past Wednesday. And he has nobody but himself to blame. And again, some people say, well, if you listen to his speech, he wasn't inciting riots. Okay, whatever. Let's just say I grant you that. Let's just say that Trump was not inciting riots on January 6th before they actually happened. I'll just grant you that. When they actually were happening and people were storming the Capitol and overwhelming Capitol police who were woefully unprepared, and there were injuries and even a death right away, a woman got shot. What did Trump do? I mean, you can't look at the video anymore because his Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts are all gone. But he got on video. He says, well, that's what happens when you overturn a landslide election. People are going to get angry, but peace and love to everybody. You need to go home now. This is over with. You need to go home. And basically signed off. Essentially flat out justifying the riots that took place. And people argue, well, he didn't understand the scale and scope of these riots. I don't care. When you overwhelm Capitol Police and are storming the halls of the Capitol looking for members of Congress who are not doing what you feel they should be doing, what do you think their intentions were? To get a photo op? To get a selfie? So that's where he completely lost me.
He completely lost me. And I'm done with him. I'm absolutely done with him. And what's ironic, what's been his mantra this 4 years of his presidency other than make America great again? What has it been? Drain the swamp. You could argue that because of Trump, Washington has become swampier than ever. Yeah, I'll expand on that a little bit. Take your phone calls. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show, hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere. Let's get it.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
In 1930, the price of gas was 20 cents, a loaf of bread cost 9 cents, and Standard Heating and Air Conditioning was born. To ring in the new year, Standard Heating is offering $1,930 off a new high-efficiency furnace and air conditioner combination. Happy New Year to you! Standard Heating is a fourth-generation, Minnesota family-owned company celebrating 91 years of business with special pricing on high-efficiency furnace combinations. Standard Heating offers 0% financing and payment options. Ask for details. In celebration of their 91st year in business, Standard Heating's furnace tune-up and safety check is only $91. With savings on a new furnace and AC combination from Standard Heating, you will feel comfy cozy all year long. The $1,930 off furnace air conditioning combo and tune-up specials end January 31st. Visit standardheating.com today, providing the comfort you deserve and saving you bread for 91 years. That's standardheating.com.
Are you in charge of cleaning and sanitization at your food production facility? American Pressure has the tools to help you. Custom high-pressure conveyor wash systems save time and water and help you automate cleaning. Give us a call today at 763-521-4442, and we'd be happy to come visit you at your location. Buy local, buy quality. Visit AmericanPressure.com.
Welcome back. AM 1280 of the Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. For any comments or questions, as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Wow, I'm all over the place on this on these Capitol riots. A lot of components to this. I may get into it more also in the second hour, but continuing here with the first hour, particularly here, if we have cut number one, Rudy Giuliani, who is a member of the president's legal team, had this to say during the rally on January 6th before the riots took place in the Capitol.
A lot of them will go to jail. So,
Let's have trial by combat. I'm willing to stake. I'm willing to stake my reputation. The president is willing to stake his reputation. But if a lot of them will go to jail.
Let's have trial by combat. What? How are we excusing that away? How are we spinning that? How is that? How do we interpret that? But anything but a call to actual violence. And again, I know Rudy's not the president of the United States, but come on, that wasn't helpful. And again, you're already whipping up a crowd that's there expecting the president to get 4 more years. And then when he doesn't, we saw it all hell breaks loose. Judge Jeanne Pirro, does she still have her own show on Fox News? I don't know. I don't watch Fox News much myself. Not because I think Fox is awful now, because they had the audacity to call Arizona for Joe Biden on election night, even though Fox was right. Apparently, we don't like being told things we disapprove of, whether it's factual or not. Judge Jeanne Pirro, probably one of the most outspoken, ardent Trump supporters in media. She had a message for the kooks who stormed the Capitol this past Wednesday. Here we go.
The Capitol. And stop looking for other people to blame, including those dirtbag terrorists, Antifa.
Amen.
To those of you who did this, you did it of your own will, and you will be held accountable. Take the veil of politics off. Be totally objective. Anyone watching this must condemn it. And in the end, what was the point? What did you get out of it? Was there even a plan when you got in there?
Nope.
Besides looking like a bunch of freaks,
well,
breaking windows, yeah, carrying off a podium, sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk, leaving a love note with fingerprints behind, identifying yourselves with selfies, stealing, damaging property, trespassing, looting? 5 people are dead in your wake. A police officer, an Air Force veteran, not to mention countless injured, including a young police officer on video screaming as he's being crushed, blood coming out of his mouth. Did anyone stop to think that with this foolhardy effort to disrupt the congressional hearing, you have smeared 75 million of us because of what you did? Did anyone change their vote? No. You have tarnished all the good that's been done over the last 4 years because of this senseless lunacy.
Now, good for Judge Jeanne. I applaud her. And this is what more Trump supporters need to do. You can still support what the Trump administration accomplished. And again, I gave a laundry list of accomplishments one of the previous couple of segments. And you can even support the agenda of Trump going forward. But you can't tie Trump to it anymore. He's toxic. He's done. This was finally a bridge too far. We've been asking forever of the most ardent Trump supporters when he would malign people on Twitter and bully people in these media gaggles. And again, I get it. Some of these media people are activists with a journalist badge. I get all that. But we always would ask, what is a bridge too far? And for some, this was finally it. Now, again, there are a good number of Trump supporters who are willing to go down with the ship on this one. And I that's fine. Do what you want to do. But more need to be like Judge Jeanne, where say, yeah, I supported him. Yeah, I supported his agenda. But because of you people, now a lot of his accomplishments are not going to be remembered. And again, the president is complicit in this as well. He absolutely is. And I've been talking about this a lot the past few days. And the thing that disturbs me is how many people just don't condemn it, full stop. They play the whataboutism game, or yeah, but. Well, sure, these guys committed these, it was a small percentage of the rally goers that were there that created this chaos. But what about all these riots during the summer that the media turned a blind eye to? The media didn't seem to care when businesses were being set on fire or police departments were being set on fire or cops were being verbally abused or called racist. Nobody seemed to care about that. Yeah, and it was wrong. It was wrong what the media did. And you know what? It was condemned on this show. The riots, the looting, the violence that took place over the summer, Antifa, all of that. Yeah. That was all condemned on this show, and we said it was wrong, full stop. And so we need to say this is wrong, full stop. So because the media is having us two different standards, and we know the media has double standards, we know that. But again, that can't excuse what happened here. It just has to be condemned. And that's really where I lose a lot of people. And how people have, and I've said this many prior weeks on the show, how people have assigned some sort of cult of personality to President Trump, where if he can't stay in office, then we're just gonna burn down the whole system. And like I said, Donald Trump, his whole thing during his 4 years in office was drain the swamp. In addition to make America great again, drain the swamp, drain the swamp, drain the swamp. Well, guess what? Because of Donald Trump and his clinging to these conspiracy theories and assassinating the character of Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, Republicans ended up losing the two Senate seats in Georgia, handing over the majority to the Democrats. Now, I get it, it's a 50-50 split, but because there's going to be a Joe Biden administration, Kamala Harris breaks all ties. So guess what? The Democrats control what agenda items come to the floor. And now that they have the majority in the Senate, guess who's budget chairman? Bernie Sanders. So ironically, because of Trump himself and his petulance and his clinging to conspiracy theories, Washington, D.C. has become even more swampier. That's kind of a double negative, isn't it? More swampier. Washington, D.C. has become swampier. That was not double negative, redundant. More swamp. Sorry. Losing focus here. So I... And again, this was all... That's when you know you're a part of a cult of personality, because if your guy can't be in office and get the credit for making America great again, that nobody should get the credit. And that as a result, every single agenda item that he accomplished is going to be undone. And if Joe Manchin doesn't keep his word and they get rid of the legislative filibuster, there will be no sign of a Donald Trump policy anywhere. And it's all because you allowed yourself to believe that the Georgia election was stolen, and that's why Republicans didn't show up in Georgia. And again, I'm going to hold off on talking about Georgia one of the next couple of segments. Only have a few minutes left. I do want to get to Abdul's call on line one. Go ahead, Abdul. You are on the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Brad, for doing this. Absolutely, you're right, sir. I don't want to delve into the detail because you cover so much. And at this moment, what really I like to underline is the statement that you made that law and order, also finger pointing, others did it. That doesn't work. So yep. You're a man of principle. Keep your integrity. I'm telling you, I assure you, you have a lot of friends across the board, even whom they have different ideas or thoughts. So keep up the good job. I am absolutely convinced you are a right man. We need more of you. This is the way you go forward, my friend. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, Abdul. I appreciate it. I tell you, some of the calls we've gotten the past couple of months, yeah, thank you. And the social media posts, direct messages, and emails to the station and emails to me. Doesn't feel like I have a lot of friends, but that's okay. I'm not in this to make friends, but Abdul, I do take to heart your kind words. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, like I've said on this show many times, I'm not going to say things I don't believe just to draw in a bigger listener base. That's just not what I'm about, not what I'm interested in. So I appreciate that. Yeah, look, pointing out the abhorrent behavior displayed at the U.S. Capitol this past Wednesday does not invalidate conservatism. You see, this is what people need to get in their heads. It doesn't invalidate the good things Trump has done. Trump has done some undeniably good things. But my point is, they'll all be forgotten if we don't come together and say, okay, that was a bridge too far. We have some serious questions that need to be answered about this past election and need to be addressed in state legislatures. But if we don't get them addressed, we're just going to have this all over again. That's one thing. But to stand idly by while these riots take place and not condemn them full stop, that's a problem. And we saw it manifest this past week. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag Narn Show, hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with one final segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere. Now, Leroy, morning trouble. You see, you stand about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men just call him Sir. And it's bad, bad. Leroy.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Cool voiceover. Zany sound effect.
We were going to write a flashy promo about streaming us at radio.com, but considering how easy it is to do, we'll keep it simple, too. Listen to The Patriot on the free radio.com app.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you'll receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, evrcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
I am Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
I am Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex.
I am Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I am proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue. To do you right, we take time for a barbecue flavor that will blow your mind. Get that Rack Shack attack, oh, Rack Shack barbecue. Made fresh daily.
You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
Welcome back, AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. It is me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. Here to take your call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NARN Show, hashtag N-A-R-N Show. For any comments or questions, always, we appreciate you tuning in. Short segment, of course, the final segment of the hour, but we do want to get to a phone call real quick. Bob in Shoreview is on line one. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Hi. Yeah, the events of Wednesday may define Trump's presidency, but I would have to add that it will be mitigated by the fact that the left and their allies in the media have been provoking Trump supporters to anger over the last 4 years. They've done this by slandering the president, distorting his words, taking them out of context, making him look like an evil white supremacist. All this conflict and potential violence didn't start last November. It's been building up for the last 4 years. They've been deliberately provoking Trump supporters in order to get them to overreact. They knew that some of his supporters could be prodded to go too far, like we saw Wednesday. I mean, how about the police opening up part of that barrier, letting some people in? They knew that they could let them go too far and that that's what they would do, disgracing themselves and Trump.
Well, I think, to be fair, the police were severely outnumbered, like 100-1 on average. So they figure an orderly filing through the Capitol was one thing. But as far as the barriers just outside, those, I saw video footage, those were knocked over and Capitol police were overwhelmed, just to, at least what I saw. But to your point, Bob, yeah, you're exactly right. Trump has been much maligned, never had much of a shot with the media, and he did his own prodding of the media. All of that is very true. But I think the problem is, and thanks for the phone call, Bob, we appreciate it, is I think the problem with all of this is that Trump did his own prodding of the media and would fight the wrong battles, because he would say, he would throw out, oh, the media reported this, it's fake news. Well, what he would often call fake news would be verifiably true. But the things that they would malign him on that he definitely had a defense for, that's the battle he needed to fight. And it's just kind of indicative of his presidency, like this whole voter fraud thing. He was going after the Kraken and these fantastical conspiracy theories instead of fighting legitimate voter irregularities, instances of voter irregularities that may not have made big headlines and may not have been as sexy and may not have swung the election in his direction. But had he fought them, it would secure elections going forward and give the Republicans more of a level playing field. So, Bob, I agree with a lot of your points there. But the problem is, in his retorts, he either should have left that to his surrogates or he should have fought the wrong battles. And unfortunately, he did neither. Mark in St. Louis Park is on line two. Mark, go ahead.
Brad, thanks for taking my call. I couldn't disagree with you more.
I had a feeling.
What happened. Obviously, what happened. I get that. What happened Wednesday, I don't know of anybody that I know that hasn't called that abhorrent and has been against that. But this will be defined, in my opinion, by never-Trumpers and the liberal media as Donald Trump's defining moment. For instance, can I ask you a question? President Obama's term, what was his, what would you guess his, what defined his presidency? I'm just asking you as a,
well,
for your response.
Yeah, I'm a, well, Mark, you know me, you know, I'm a biased right of center conservative. So for me, it was his usurping the separation of powers and the condescending and arrogance toward conservatives and that sort of, but that's me. I can't speak for anybody else.
Got it. We had, President Obama had, several speeches that were viewed as anti-police rhetoric.
Oh, sure.
There was a shooting in Dallas.
Yep.
That a black man shot five police officers. Donald Trump didn't kill him. He had a speech that he used the word peaceful in his speech. They killed. There was a shooter in Louisiana who murdered three policemen. They went into their social media accounts. They took out parts of Obama's speeches as part of their impetus to kill these officers.
Right.
It's actual speech. I didn't hear the liberal media, never Trumpers, saying, well, that's President Obama's, that'll be his, define his presidency. Well, actual people murdered officers taking his speeches.
Right.
So my opinion, I think the narrative, I think people giving Donald Trump too much credit for what happened. This, and I got a million other things to talk about. I know, but your time is short, about the voter integrity, National Voter Relations Act. That was, they made voting easier, but there's never been integrity. And all those protesters are there. They're going to want voter integrity. That's the main goal. I can tell you that right now. And there's and so far there's been zero. It's always been easier voting access, and I got about 10 reasons for that. But thanks for listening. I just feel that there's a double standard for sure.
Oh, no question. Yeah, no one's denying that, Mark. And
thanks for listening.
Yeah, and one thing also I'd say about Obama is that I thought he was a chief demagogue, a demagogue in chief. And, you know, again, me being a biased conservative, my perspective is going to be different than, say, what the media will write. In fact, it's funny. I have an app called Time Hop. It shows all my social media posts on this date, say last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as long as I've been on social media. And 4 years ago, Obama was basically delivering his farewell speech. And you had these fawning media types just, you know, they would show pictures of Obama dabbing his eyes because he was crying because his presidency was coming to an end. And they're like, oh, my God, same. You know, BuzzFeed News was the worst of it. Oh, same. You know, we'll miss your dignity, Mr. President, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, they just fawned over him. So, of course, from a media perspective, they're going to give their own spin on how these administrations will end. But again, yeah, I guess what I'm saying is the riots this past Wednesday were universally panned by people on the right, but I saw a disturbing number of whataboutism. Oh, well, yeah, this was wrong, but what about the riots over the summer? What about the businesses that were burned to the ground? What about police that were harassed and shot at and the black policemen that had racial epithets screamed in their face by Antifa? What about? I don't care about any of that. That's not relevant to right now. I called it out then. It was a disgrace then, and I called it a disgrace then, just like I'm calling these riots of these past Wednesday a disgrace. Full stop. All right? All that being said, you had leftists, including the president-elect and vice president-elect of the United States, playing their own game of whataboutism. I wouldn't bring any of this up, but when the president-elect and vice president-elect of the United States are playing these whataboutism games, yeah, I'm calling them out on it. That's going to come up the first segment next hour. AM 1280, The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming back in mere moments. Go nowhere.
Closing time, turn all of the lights on over everybody.
Hi, it's Keith Hittner Sr. here. Tune in on Sundays at noon for your Real Estate Chalk Talk, where we study the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home.
Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker Group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com. And tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk every Sunday at 12 noon on AM 1280 The Patriot.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033. 800-936-9033.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free Author's Guide to Publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
What does it mean to be a Christian woman in today's culture? How does your faith in Jesus Christ relate to the world around you? Sometimes to have faith can seem like an overwhelming task in today's busy and sometimes challenging landscape. That's why you need to visit iBelieve.com. iBelieve.com is a site designed for Christian women. iBelieve.com has blogs, videos, and even daily devotionals. Whether you're looking for advice, ideas for your church group, or just an uplifting message, visit iBelieve.com. That's iBelieve.com.